a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This cost of living is just skyrocketing. Mm. We know, you know, at the supermarket, at the Bowser, at the bills, you're getting hit from all angles, right? Where will it end? Hopefully
it's
soon.
Hectic.
Hopefully things will level out soon. I always think back, do you remember we had D, the numerologist, in?
Yes.
Just before COVID popped off.
Yeah.
And she was like, this year, I think it was the start of 2020, just after Christmas 2019, we had her on and she was like, it's going to be a really tough few years. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be working their butts off.
Yeah.
People are going to find times really hard. Things aren't going to level out till about 2026, 27. And then COVID popped off and the world has really gone to hell in a handbasket ever since.
What? I don't even remember that. Go you for a memory.
So 2020, I'm hanging out for 2026, 2027.
God, you've given us quite a bit of room there.
Things are going to get better. In the meantime, everything's getting more expensive. Now, this story, I'm gonna title it, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. I'm done. I've had enough.
Yeah.
Right. However, as I read on, I'm a little bit like, fine.
Okay. That rarely happens with you.
So the whole point of ever going to Bunnings for me, I'll never go to Bunnings on a weekday.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the sausage sizzle.
Yeah, it's all snags.
There's no point. It is all snags quite often at Bunnings, but particularly on the weekend.
It's all about the snags, I should say.
So I'll go, and it's always fun because you get one on the way in, and then you get a snag on the way out as well, and you feel like, hey, I've had pre-lunch lunch or post-lunch
lunch. Look at me helping the community.
Absolutely. Good on them. Well, for the first time in 15 years, as of Saturday, July 23, so you've got, 10 days?
10 days.
The price of a sausage is going to go up. Do you know how much a Bunnings snag is?
It's like $1.50 or something.
Nah,
I have no idea, sorry.
The year was
1922. I have no idea. Is it $2?
Sausages are $1.50.
$2?
They're $2.50, mate.
Okay, that's fine. I always stick my nose up at that.
Yeah. So when I hear that, they're going up, all right, they're going to $3. Not great, but fine.
Yeah.
$3.50, they're going up a full dollar.
In 15 years, though?
Not my problem.
It is your problem.
Not my problem, you waited 15 years to put it up the price. It is my problem, because I have to pay the $3.50.
Yeah, well, I guess a weird meats that you shove into a case... A casing
Stop,
and then
don't
fry.
Don't break a sausage down.
You no, I know, to. But I'm saying is that's going up. Bread going up.
Okay, so drinks will stay at $1.50, but snags in bread are going to be $3.50 instead of $2.50. Now, the managing director of Bunnings, Mike Schneider, sounds made up, said more than 100 community groups Australia-wide who'd seen a decline in funds raised due to the increased cost of goods had called for the price rise. So now it's like, the charities need the money. Right, so... Okay.
Hang on, people weren't buying it, so let's...
No, it's costing us more to buy the snags and stuff.
Oh, okay, yes.
So it all story checks out.
Mm-hmm.
All funds raised go to community groups, not-for-profits and charities. This is where the, fine, all right, comes in.
You're such a good person, man.
Because my initial outrage was based on the fact that, Bunnings is charging them a bit extra, or is this going to Bunnings? Are they getting the money? No, they're not getting the money. So it is extra money going to the charities to help cover the costs. And so that is where you get me going, I'll pay $3. But you know how it complicates things so much, because $5, a fiver?
Yeah, a fiver.
Would be perfect. You'd have it in your pocket. You'd be like, all right, I'll grab a snag on the way in, I'll grab a snag on the way out, and I've got enough. Now I have to find an extra... I have to have the $5 note, but extra coin.
Carry the one, and then
I either have to have two ones, or a $2 coin, or $4.50s, or maybe a one and
buy
two
three,
50s.
And then an extra one.
Three? What? No, I don't even want to know about that math. Anyway,
3, 6,
just
nine,
emotionally prepare
10,
yourself, and
10,
also
50. Okay.
Prepare your ashtrays, guys. Get those coins stocked up for the next 10 days.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I want to chat about the James Webb Space Telescope. This is absolutely
the big
amazing.
Webby.
The big Webby. This is the biggest and best and most powerful telescope that the humans have ever released into space. And
The humans.
Yeah. And we're finally getting images back. Now, cool. NASA are releasing this. They've just released a whole bunch of new images this morning, which are just... so exciting. The fact is, you know, when we're kids, right, and we're learning about space in high school and primary school, and we flip to an image and we're like, here's an image of the stars. Like, these images are the ones that we're going to be seeing in textbooks for years to come. Like, this, it's so,
can I guess,
amazing.
Can I guess, is there like a lot of black and then some dots of light?
You've seen this. You've seen these photos, haven't you?
I've not seen. I can assume that there's probably a fair bit of black and then a fair bit of like dots, little dots of light. Is that what it is?
It's so clear and so amazing. The most clear vision we've ever received. There's a guy on TikTok that explains it really easily, better than I could. Okay. Here he is.
What we have done here is taken the best telescope that so far humankind has ever been able to create, and we have pointed it at another telescope, a natural telescope created by the universe. And that is showing us these things that are not as anywhere near as close as these galaxies. They are some of the first galaxies that ever formed. We are looking 13.5 billion years into the past at the very first structures in the universe.
That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. That's Hank Green, right? So he's famous for breaking things down and explaining things like this. And so you might just see, oh yeah, that's an image, you know, of a star or whatever. I'm going to show you one. This is a whole bunch of galaxies.
Oh wow, there's
that
a whole lot of little lights and a lot of darkness.
Mate, I will not.
Do you know what?
I
don't know if that's a new picture, because I swear in year four I had some of my books were contacted with that. That my mum put contact on the outside of my books, and that was the pattern that was on there.
Okay. Every new image that we are being shown, there's now four, is a lot better than any contact paper your little brain could possibly imagine. Mm. Okay?
But are those pictures going to protect my textbooks? No, they're not, are they?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy, and Luggies.
I feel seen
on K-Rock and Action.
Oh, yes.
Yes, this is the time of the week where we act out a scene of a movie.
Yep.
And the other one has to guess which movie it is. It's easy, it's fun, and we really get into ourselves, can we say that?
Oh, absolutely. We channel. So there's a few things that we go through where we're like, oh, we might have missed our calling there. Usually with you and I, it's musical theatre.
Yeah, right? I know. Always.
But any acting in general, we think we're amazing.
Yeah.
We're probably not that great, but it's fun that we have a platform where people can't stop us.
This is the platform we have created.
Yeah.
And I'm that's about right. to walk out onto the stage.
Okay.
I will say and scene.
Yeah.
When I finished,
yep.
You have to guess the movie because it's a monologue.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's a little bit of dialogue in this one.
Okay, all right? That's all right. That's
I'm sorry. I tried to cut stuff
fine.
Out.
That's fine. Hanging. I've got me popcorn. I'm ready to go.
And because my throat's a bit COVID. Mm. All right. This stuff. Oh, okay, I see. You think this has nothing to do with you. You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. But what you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue. It's not turquoise. It's not lapis. It's actually cerulean. And you're also blithely unaware of the fact that in 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns, and then I think it was Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it, who showed cerulean military jackets. And I think we need a jacket here. And then cerulean quickly showed up in the collections of 8 different designers. And then it filtered down through the department stores and
yes.
then trickled on down into some tragic casual corner where you no doubt fished it out of some clearance bin. However, that blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing the sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
Savage. I love
and
it.
And see.
Yes. Oh, you're speaking my language.
Mm.
So much cerulean. Is it Devil Wears Prada?
It is.
Yes.
Where I got to be Meryl.
It's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
Oh, so good.
That was fun.
Scarily accurate, that movie, too, just FYI.
Yeah,
someone who's
kind of
had a little peek behind the curtain.
Love Meryl.
Savage. She's amazing. That is I Feel Seen. I really thought you were going to stump me because I didn't. At the start? 30 seconds, I was like, hang on, what?
Okay. As soon as I get to the cerulean, this guy will be all across it.
All right, we'll do it again next Wednesday. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. So I just want to know how long you can claim it for because it's nice to have. And, you know, it's good to kind of separate yourself from the crowd. But how long can you claim it before people start going, well, hang on, like, what?
Okay, I need more context.
I get that it's hard to run a business.
Yeah.
And you need an edge wherever you can get one.
Yes.
There are lots of business awards out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That get handed out.
Yes.
And, you know, and like wine awards as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really looking into it. If you tell me you won an award for the such commerce and whatever, you know, sure, cool, you're an award-winning business. I believe you.
Yeah, same.
Where is the line, though? Because I heard an ad yesterday.
Yeah.
Not on this station. I like to flick around, listen like a listener, do a bit of research on what was going on Australian radio. Just FYI, we're okay.
Okay. We're all right?
I think we're all right.
All right, good.
I heard an ad for a business, and I won't even tell you what kind of business it was,
okay.
But I will tell you that they, in their ad that they're running in 2022, are claiming that they were such and such business of the year 2015.
Okay. Yes.
Just FYI, crunching those numbers, that was 7 years ago now.
Okay.
Right? So where's the line? Because you, like, if a business comes to you or you run into a business, you encounter a business that you're thinking about utilising their services and they say to you, hey, 7 years ago, we were the best.
Yeah.
Are you thinking to yourself, well, they must still be the best 7 years on, or are you thinking to yourself, well, clearly staff have changed.
Yeah, what's going on now?
You know, like some people must have moved on from that time, so are they still, like where's the, well, give me a time frame.
Do you know what? The other thing is, it's enough to say it in audio form, right?
Mm.
But you know, sometimes you go into a business and they've got that certificate on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the other thing, or that little cutout plastic thing that says award winner 2008, and you're like, we're still keeping that up? 100%.
Okay.
I don't know where the line is.
Okay, well, let's just little quick exercise. All right, I run a business that is I sell screwdrivers.
Okay,
all right. Screwdriver, no, that's an awful, awful business idea.
No, that's okay, yeah.
I do photocopies, right?
Okay, and screwdrivers?
No.
Okay.
So, photocopier of the year 2021. How does that sound?
Pretty good.
Photocopier of the year 2020.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Photocopier of the year 2019.
Okay, that's the line. Anything prior 2019.
Photocopier of the year 2018.
Yeah, nah.
Too far?
Too far.
All right,
okay.
3 years.
3 years,
got it, guys.
People.
Listen up.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You know your friends and you know people and you live your life and you're like, once again, I've spoken about this in the past. You feel like I know everything there is to know. You know, at my age, there ain't much that I don't know about the general rules of things. But then things shock me from time to time.
Yeah.
Having a chat in one of our group chat friends on Messenger, right?
Mm.
And one of my mates on the weekend put up a photo of her dinner, right? And was like, huh. Look at this.
And you're like, oh, God, I'm friends with one of these people.
No. It was, you know, it was in context, whatever. Like, anyway. So, and it was like snags, mashed potatoes and veggies, right?
Right.
The thing was.
Snags, mashed potatoes, veg. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
so
standard.
Meat and three veg. Bangers and mash.
Yeah, that kind of biz. I discovered in this photo, though, that her mash looked quite different to mine. And I had to ask her, did you scoop your mash?
What?
Do you use an ice cream scoop
to
put your mash on your plate? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, no, not yeah. Don't come at me with
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like as in, yeah.
Nobody scoops mashed potatoes into perfect circles, places them with the use of an ice cream scoop on your plate.
Mash balls.
Mash balls. I'm not talking about those quenelles or whatever they are when, you know, on MasterChef, yeah, when they're like, oh, I'm making like an egg, but it's not an egg, but yeah, it's made with a spoon.
Yeah, and it rolls over.
And
on
it rolls over and it's like, oh. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like, you're busting out the Neapolitan ice cream. Mm. You're getting a scooper. You're scooping and you're pressing the button. That's, and the who scoops their mashed potatoes? Like, and she acted like I was the weirdo.
I mean, I get it because that would be quite handy. It'd be a good way to do it.
Yeah, as opposed to just using a spoon.
Yeah, I guess
and
the difference.
Smashing it on.
I guess the difference. It's funny you should say smash it, because I guess the difference is if you're using an ice cream scoop, you're scooping it up and then you're placing a nice little circular blob on your plate. Yeah. Maybe you're going back for another one, yeah, a couple of balls.
She had two.
Just a couple on the...
Yeah.
Resting on her plate. Just the two of them?
It was.
And sausages.
She is single.
sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I've lost my train of thought there. It's very distracting.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.